New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli shocked political types yesterday when he decided to drop his bid for a second term in the United States Senate. Torricelli, who was severely admonished by the Senate Ethics Committee for improperly accepting gifts from a campaign contributor, had been falling in the polls against his little-known Republican opponent, Doug Forrester. Torricelli's decision to withdraw left Democrats in New Jersey scrambling to get a new candidate on the ballot, and Republicans promising a legal challenge to any effort to remove Torricelli's name in court. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Torricelli is a renowned political street fighter, and although he was widely considered the Democrats' most vulnerable incumbent, few expected him to give up. One former aide said he always thought the only way Torricelli would leave the Senate was in a body bag or in handcuffs. But yesterday, in a tearful press conference at the governor's office in Trenton, Torricelli conceded that the focus on his ethics problems had made it impossible for him to talk about any other issue. "I pride myself on my strong voice," he said, "but I can't be heard anymore."
"My voice is not so important that it cannot be substituted. If I cannot be heard, then someone else must be heard. I have asked attorneys to file with the Supreme Court motions to have my name removed from the general election ballot for the United States Senate. It is the most painful thing that I've ever done in my life."
The Torricelli-Forrester race was a crucial one because the Democrats are trying to hang on to a one-seat majority in the Senate. Losing New Jersey would have made it much more difficult to stay in control. Yesterday, Torricelli cast his decision as an effort to protect his party.
"Control of the Democratic majority in the United States Senate is now an issue, and I am a part of that issue. I could not stand the pain if any failing on my part would do damage to the things and the people that I have fought for all of my life."
With Torricelli out of the race in a state as heavily Democratic as New Jersey, the Democrats should theoretically have an easier time. And there are a number of possible replacements for Torricelli. Former Senator Frank Lautenberg is said to be interested in running, although he is 78 years old. Democrats are also looking at House members Bob Menendez, Rob Andrews, and Frank Pallone. Jim Jordan is the executive director of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee.
"In a strictly political sense, I think the seat has gone from one that was virtually unwinnable to one that's almost certainly going to remain Democratic. That feels a little cold-blooded to say just a few minutes after we've seen Bob on TV in a very painful moment, but that's the political analysis."
That political analysis assumes the Democrats will be able to replace Torricelli on the ballot. New Jersey law says a political party can substitute a candidate if the person drops out 48 days before the election. There are only 35 days left, so the Democrats plan to petition the state Supreme Court for a waiver to replace Torricelli's name. Although Torricelli says he intends to serve out his term, if he resigned his seat, the Democratic governor, Jim McGreevy, could name his replacement. Either way, say Republicans, they will go to court to challenge any attempt to allow any other Democrat to run for Senate. Ginny Wolf is a spokesperson for the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee.
"It's simply not legal to replace Bob Torricelli on the ballot. Simply because you're losing doesn't mean you can decide you want somebody else to run. There has been one exception in New Jersey, and that was the death of the nominee. Senator Torricelli may be politically dead, but he's not physically dead. And he cannot be replaced simply because he's losing."
Republicans had succeeded in making Torricelli's ethics the number one issue in the race. Now they plan to make the ethics of the Democratic Party the issue. Doug Forrester, the Republican candidate in the race, says the Democrats were playing politics with the fundamental tenets of democracy. And he called the effort to remove Torricelli's name a desperate attempt to retain power. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.